Welcome to the universe we call home, as well as others. Here, we collide the universes of fact and fiction. Are you ready to take it to the max? Hello everyone, welcome back to the max. Max here, Zach. How's it going?
I'm doing good today. I'm doing very good. How are you?
By the way, as we're recording this, we're watching the great Dallas, Colorado series going on right now. This is the 2-1, obviously.
Game four.
It's 3-0 for Dallas right now. Obviously, when you're listening, it will be completely pointless. But you know, you might hear us cheering.
Yeah, there might be a goal going on during our recording. Of course, it's on mute, so you won't actually hear it.
Yeah, don't.
But we might just glance over and the score of would have changed. But yeah, 4 minutes into
it,
the second period.
It is not a great series right now. It's just looking a little bit lopsided.
Sure, at least the game.
Colorado won yesterday, 2 days ago. But it is...
The start of this game hasn't looked good for them.
They scored 2 minutes in, Dallas.
Yeah, and then, they had 3 goals 5 minutes into the game. So definitely need a big
This reminds me of the Canucks game so much.
Yeah,
because you could Colorado only has they don't have the shots out. I thought they were only had 2 shots.
Oh yeah, they don't have in the first period they didn't have that many shots. But
just not a fun series though, because it looks like they're gonna go 3-1 and then.
Well yeah, hopefully Colorado comes back, makes it a bit more interesting. That'd be fun.
I mean, I'm fine with either team winning, because if the Canucks, we're thinking if Canucks go through, who's better? Better to play?
They're both really good.
They're both very good teams. Obviously, you have to go up against McKinnon if...
Yeah, we want to tire him out. Make him play Game 7.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That is the goal.
Yeah. Get them all injured and have them play
Game 7.
And that
means Canucks have to win today if they really want to get through.
I don't like going down 3-1 against Vegas.
That would not be good.
That'd be very bad.
And if you guys are wondering why does this seem so random about what they're talking about, well, today we're going to be doing an episode about sports.
Hopefully you read the title before you clicked on, so you would you knew that before coming in.
Yep, that's the hope.
Yeah, that's the hope.
I keep forgetting that we have titles.
Yeah.
I just click on them.
They just click on them randomly, wondering what we're talking about, yeah.
But, you know, today I really like sports. Me and Zach are very involved in sports as far as it goes.
Yeah. Definitely going to be a fun episode.
We'll get into our background in sports in a little bit, but... I have some good points today, and I think it's going to be fun where we go in this podcast, because at the end I have something special prepared for Zach.
Yeah, he's got... He's written down a bunch of points that I haven't seen them, so I'm not sure what's about to come, and he's gonna hit me hard with all these points, and to be honest, I'm a bit scared.
But, okay, if you did see the title, you know that we're going to be talking also about the evolution of sports, because it's a very interesting thing to talk about, and it ties into the question about who is the best, who is the all-time great, because there will always be an all-time great who's better as technology increases, but...
Yeah, the progression of the game, how... to talk about how hockey per se has changed over time. How is Gretzky still the best? Yes, but if we put his skates on now, how would he match up?
Well, even if we got him in his prime, we'll talk about this later. Zach, we don't want to ruin the good stuff. You leave that for then.
As I learned,
you gotta leave them wanting some more.
Yeah, they gotta have interest, the listeners.
So I think. I want to just talk about, before we actually get into this, why humans like sports.
Yeah, why are we attracted to sports?
I mean...
Why is it something we're all interested in?
Well, it goes back pretty far. I mean, think about the gladiators. That is the most primal form of sports.
Chop his head off! Come on, Julius Caesar, just shank his head.
I'm just going to go over that terrible accent.
Sorry for my Roman accent there. I probably could have done it better.
I mean, there's no one to actually tell us how they sounded.
Yeah,
really.
I know. Yeah, I don't remember them having recordings of what they sounded like. So I
could
be completely right.
Unless the aliens recorded them, they came back after building the pyramids.
Yeah, that's right. I could be completely right, and Max is just shaming me for being right.
Yes, I could. But
how rude.
They also wouldn't be speaking English, so.
Yeah, that's a good one. You got me there. Got me there.
But I think it is the feat of... People who are just, you know, superhuman in a sense. And them, it's always, sport is a combat. And we like watching people fight.
Just look at UFC and boxing.
Exactly. And that's a sport. But other sports, just because they don't look like it, they are fights. A hockey game is a fight.
Yeah,
even a tennis match, as much as it pains me to say, is a fight.
Yeah, it's a battle.
And golf, however uncompetitive it may seem, is a fight. You're still fighting. And
you're still battling
and
someone else.
And you're watching people that are just far above par.
Yeah.
If you mind the golf reference.
Golf reference there.
Because, or below par, well, above par, but...
Above par would be bad, but besides the golf reference, you're watching people who are, like, the top in their tier. They're the best of the game.
And
the best.
If we've learned anything, especially if we flash back to my episode that I did on my own about celebrities, we like watching people who are a lot better than us, because I'm not sure what it makes us feel. It makes me feel pretty insignificant, but... For some people, I guess they feel... I mean, it's nice to watch people do what they're great at. I mean, that's why we have...
Watching people perform.
Actors and obviously sports players, athletes.
Yeah.
And the athlete is always been someone who's been highly valued, and I think it's far more... At least they're doing, like, compared to other celebrities, they're doing something that actually requires a lot of physical effort, and
to diss acting.
Don't get me wrong. Actors do a lot of work, but...
But then there's just the average Instagram mentor, or the... what's the word? I can't think of it. The Instagram...
I can't think of it either.
Come on, Zach. I'll try and think of it as you keep talking, but I'll try and...
Don't you just love it when you forget something, and you're literally waiting, and then at the end you realize it, interrupting the rest of the conversation, and making everyone else forget what they're talking about, but at least you remember.
But at least I got my point across, and that is all that matters. But yeah.
Yeah, and I think we've just always been drawn to it because it's something that... It's entertainment.
Instagram influencer.
Influencer.
Influencer, yes.
I think, obviously, just sports, especially back in the olden days, obviously, it's surprising people didn't work as long hours, but that's a different story. But people, it was a way to relax. You went to watch a gladiator fight to relax. It was an experience.
Stressful day, hauling rocks around. Yeah. Need to go to the Colosseum and watch some gladiators.
Well, you built it, Zach. You have free admission now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, no, the slaves weren't spectators. It was all the nobles.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Then you weren't
the slaves were the one.
You weren't hauling rocks. You had a long day signing
papers.
Signing papers.
Yeah, the slaves are the ones down fighting.
But... Zach, I don't think my socials teacher would approve of you using that word. I'd just say...
Slaves? The lower class.
Yeah, I really have to do an episode about sensitivity, but I think that's the appropriate term for what they were. I mean, right. I'm not degrading them. That's what they were.
Yeah, they weren't treated the same. They were treated as workers and only workers. I mean, that's what a slave is, a slave labor.
I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just making a judgment. In fact, if anything, I say considering someone noble makes me hate them more, because they're just...
They're better than me.
Who likes noble people? I think that we should totally get rid of all monarchy
we did, basically.
No, but why do we even still have them? We waste taxes on them. Well, not we, but we being, you know, Britain, because Canada's kind of Britain. And then when the Queen or when the Duchess came, we had to pay for their security. Why? Because they haven't done anything in their whole life. They just stand around and wave at them. Oh, they're watching over Britain. I couldn't care less.
Yeah, the Queen is, the Queen has lost most power. I think we can all, the Queen is kind of just there as, you go to take a photo. You go get a photo of the Queen. Yeah, not very much political power there.
I went on a strange tangent there.
Yeah, this is a sports podcast. Not...
This is a sports podcast. Not a political podcast,
yeah,
Max.
Yeah, definitely not, yeah.
By the way, vote for me as soon as I become of age. We're getting rid of monarchy.
Yeah, monarchy, he will obliterate the monarch system. He'd keep a monarch system. Max at the top, everyone else at the bottom, so you're all equal, except for Max.
That's a little like communism.
Yeah, but, well, moving on into the sports topic of today.
Well, just going back to where I was, I think the thing is, it's a way to relax, but it's also a way to get back into tribes.
We went from relaxing to talking about social hierarchy. Wow, we really took a turn there.
We did. Yeah. I think sports are also a way to get into a tribe, because you feel connected to the people around you, or very unconnected and very hating the people that you used to love. Yeah. But I think sports and, like, any type of sport at all, or
especially when you have a team you support.
You have a team, and you are part of that team, even though you're doing absolute nothing.
You do contribute one viewer, and they're very grateful for that, for sure.
I'm making the money.
Yeah, the good job, big sports business, is making all the money.
But, you know, you do feel connected.
Yeah.
Like,
if I could just say something, like, when my team, Arsenal, they went to the... They went to the Europa Final, I think it was 2018, and I went down with my dad, and we went to the, well, there was a big Arsenal gathering with, I think there was about 100, maybe 100 Arsenal fans all gathered.
This was before COVID, guys.
Before COVID, yeah. Before COVID.
I hate to put that into ads. Like,
I've seen the keg ad before, filmed before
COVID. Why do I care? I couldn't care less. Yeah. You filmed it, you probably screened everyone. It doesn't bother me. The fact that there are people who actually get offended by that. Sorry, I keep on going on these
tangents. Going to sensitivity. Yeah, but just that feeling of being around all these people who have basically the same intention of you to watch your team win, which they didn't, but it doesn't matter, besides the point. We were there.
Besides the point.
We were there to have a good time and watch the game. Sadly, the result wasn't the greatest, but I did have a very, it was a fun experience, really, because, well, everyone's there, everyone's all dressed up, you're all having a good time, you can all, dressed up in jerseys, but you all have a good time, and you can all, you can basically go over and talk to anyone, because they all... No, they
you all have a common ground to talk about something.
Yeah, exactly. And
the same thing, like, I'm a Dodgers fan. I love the Dodgers. Been there, watched some games. Me and Zach actually went down to a game together once. But it was me when I was watching that game against the Astros, and when I found out that they were cheating,
Definitely,
you go onto the community, and I think that's the thing. You feel so connected.
You feel welcome.
It feels good. Now, obviously, you don't want to be always surrounded, like, with like-minded people, because then you end up in conspiratory mind phrases.
It's always good to talk to other people as well.
It's always good to talk to other people, but I think it's a very good thing. I love sports for what they do. And especially when you're playing them, you are so connected with your teammates, unless your teammates are absolute trash like my hockey team.
Max, you did win a couple more games than us, to be fair.
Just a couple.
Just a few.
How many did you win postseason? Two?
Max, sorry, how many did you win postseason?
Like 7 or 8.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We won zero regular season,
though. It's very sad when Max wins 7 more postseason games than he does in the regular season, but things change.
Things change.
Well, I mean, nothing really changed.
Nothing really changed.
They just got put in a lower division, but that's just how
it
works.
I love it.
Yeah.
And did you stay the same division?
Somehow. I don't know how, but we did.
We went down to your division.
No, you went down and you went far down.
We Hail Married all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this segues us perfectly into just the background on our sports, because I just want to talk briefly about it. Zach, what sports have you played in your life?
Well, I started off, I was always playing, I think I can agree with most people. Most people that I know, actually, have played soccer.
Yeah.
So I was definitely
Even I have.
Yeah. I think everyone had that stage in their life where they played a couple seasons of soccer. I was there for a while and then started playing hockey, and I was doing both at the same time. I moved up to gold soccer, and then right before... I think grade 8, I just quit soccer because, well, one, I had enough playing it. I still watch for fun. I still really enjoy watching it, but just going an hour early to practice and doing just running the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, hockey, you can skate around. You can look like you're doing a bunch of effort, but you're really just gliding.
Gliding, yeah, exactly.
You can't do that on if the grass is wet enough in the morning when you go in an early morning practice.
Yeah, that's true. So I dropped soccer, and then I went full-time for hockey, and then I've started playing volleyball. For these last 2 years.
You played baseball once, didn't you?
I played baseball in the summer. It wasn't really...
Yeah.
Little League, it's just there to fill your time in the summer.
So I have played... Obviously, I played a little bit of soccer, but that was like season.
That was in everyone's
stage. And the funniest
stage.
Thing is... So I also play hockey, and on my soccer team, we're... So A1 is... If for anyone who doesn't understand the rep format of hockey, there's house, which is just pretty much, I'm going to say, uncompetitive.
Well, competitive for house, but not... You're not going nationals. You're not trying to beat teams from across the country.
But rep is like, you know, the elite of, you know, whatever organization you play in. A1 is the top. A2, A3 depends on how many teams you have. Yeah. I don't even know what the A... Oh, A, just A. And
yeah,
then
A
house
team.
Is C. And then what is B? I've always wondered this.
Yeah. I think I just always called it house.
Yeah, I know. But some people call it C. Like C1, like teams.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. I'm fine with just house.
Yeah. But anyways, almost 5 or 6 people on my soccer team that 1 year I played ended up on A1 hockey.
Wow, it just shows you, soccer players, people who play soccer young, really form into great hockey players.
No, I think what I was going to say was, you can't tell how, honestly, all these kids you couldn't tell, and I was the same level as them, and then suddenly
happened. You all meet up.
It's really sad how kids, they get pressured so hard, like some parents... To be, you know, the next Wayne Gretzky. But really, most people aren't even going to make the NHL, statistically.
Yeah. I mean, even if you look, there's many NHL players that didn't even play rep, and they still went in through the NHL. What was it? I don't think Crosby did, but...
Obviously not Crosby.
I think There's definitely a few of those.
I'm
not going to
say obviously. I'd probably be absolutely dead wrong. But
yeah, I think there's a few of the top-notch players in the NHL right now that didn't even go through
rep, or at least all their life.
Yeah.
Like, they might have started playing at the end. I think the thing is, we have far too high expectations, a lot of people, for their kids in hockey and stuff and sports.
At least in sports, yeah. You're always, I mean, at least if your parents are definitely pushing you to be better, you have a lot of high expectations now.
Ooh, is that a penalty on... Oh, it's a penalty on Colorado. Dallas has a chance to go up 4-0.
That'd be a real shame. That would almost secure it now. But
I think, yeah, it is. There's a lot of... And I think sports are very competitive, but I think it's good. They've allowed us to get out our anchor in non-violent ways. Wow, what a cross-check. Right across the back onto the ground.
As he says, getting out anger in non-violent ways. Definitely are ways to...
okay, but like not...
It's a way to express yourself.
Legal, not... Legal ways.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, at the end of the day, you're friends.
Yeah, at the end, well... Not those Burnaby kids, never the Burnaby... Not the Burnaby kids, or the Arbutus kids. Never them. But... Yeah, you're always, most of the time,
so,
come out friends.
In conclusion, what I've been saying is tribe, ways to get out of anger, feel part of a team.
Feel welcomed.
Sometimes you get kids that get pressured far too much and just think they're actually going to make it somewhere. When, you know, you're dead wrong, they're making it nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that. I absolutely knew that.
I know I'm not going to the NHL.
And the fact is, a lot of these kids, even at my age, you should already know by like, at least...
If you're playing house and you're, like, not getting captain every year and you're not the star player on your team every year, you're not making it.
If you're not head and shoulders above everyone...
You're not making it.
You're not having a chance of making it to the NHL. Like,
think, there's only... Well, it's about to be 32 teams in the NHL. Each team's got about, 20 starters plus farm teams. You've got to be in that top, whatever the number is, to be.
It's a very small percent.
Yeah. Look at all of the kids who've all played hockey. And if you compare the numbers, you're not that great.
I think from the Vancouver minor team, there's been, two people that ever made it to the NHL?
From Vancouver Academies or from the city of Vancouver?
No, just from Vancouver Thunderbirds, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know the actual statistics.
I've seen, I think up at UBC you can...
Oh, they might have, like, a mural.
Yeah, something. So you're at Vancouver. Obviously, we hosted the Olympics. It doesn't affect at all how good we are here.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is just from that fact, it's within a one-digit number coming out of almost
probably
all of...
Probably 0.01.
From the biggest part of Vancouver, which is one of the larger cities in Canada, and only like 10 people out of
It's not a lot.
It's
not a lot. So yeah, for you, big shot. But I think thinking you're making the NHL.
I think
you're
the thing is, it's good. It's fine not to make the NHL. So many people have positive experiences through sport, not just through competitive, just
having fun,
friendships,
beer league,
fun. Exactly, beer league. You know, one of the greatest things.
Yeah, just. Getting the pads on with your friends and just going out.
Or being too hammered to put the pads on and thinking you could be a goalie without pads.
Yeah. Either way, you end up having a good time after.
I think just sports are a great thing as
it
far
brings
as...
brings people together.
It brings people together, but also ends up dividing people sometimes.
It divides people, and like it also brings other people together.
Like when I go to a Canucks game when LA's in town and I'm wearing that LA jersey.
Yeah, we definitely do not sit with Max when he's wearing that LA Kings jersey. He gets booed a lot. And I'm one of the people booing him as well.
It's very, loudest.
Yeah, definitely the loudest, right in his ear.
But I think just sports are great. There's no real way to argue with that.
Yeah, sports have definitely helped everyone. And you can't really say sports are a bad thing.
So, Zach, I want you to talk about, because I think you would know more in this area, just what sports have been doing in the coronavirus kind of time.
Yeah, I think I have a little more of an inside era. So basically, just a bit. But... So basically, if you've been keeping up with sports, you've definitely seen, look at basketball. They're in a bubble in, Disneyland in Florida? I'm pretty sure it's in Florida. And they've just built a bunch of courts. It's not that hard. You just get a bunch of wood, right? Put it on the floor.
Yeah, it is a lot simpler than having a hockey rink, which needs to be cooled.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more complicated for a hockey rink.
And baseball fields need to have, huge amounts of area.
And just like that, Colorado scores.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, that's pretty good right there.
Good game.
Yeah, speaking of Colorado and hockey, that game right now is taking place in Edmonton, if you didn't already
know. There's only two hub cities for the NHL for the playoffs.
Yeah,
obviously this wouldn't work if you had a full season, because if you had every team in, it just wouldn't work with two cities.
Yeah, it'd be a lot harder.
Edmonton and Toronto?
Edmonton and Toronto, yeah. And so what they've done, they've put all these big banners over the seats, so the stadium doesn't look that
very
empty.
Very nice. They have some huge, like, telescreens up because there's no fans. It's very nice.
I think out of all, like, the different sports, like baseball, soccer, basketball, I think definitely the NHL has the best, like, just look.
You guys can't tell.
You can't see it, but if you turn on a hockey game, you can barely tell, I'd say. You don't really tell.
And they even have fan noise in, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right, even now, they've started to add, like, it's basically a soundboard.
I think it looks far more pleasant to look at.
Yeah, it's definitely easier, and of course, you're not focusing on the fans.
Baseball, let's be honest, there's no real difference.
Yeah, you don't.
Notice it. Most baseball games, the fans are really little parts of it.
Yeah, and then again, you're not really there to look at the fans. You're there to look at...
You're there to put it on in the background and do something else.
Just so it doesn't look weird. And I think they've done a good job of that.
Yeah, and I think baseball, I mean, it's very easy to do. You're very distant from all the players just to begin with.
Yeah, it's just, then again, you're all using the same ball, so it becomes complicated.
They're swapping out a lot of balls, I've heard.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I guess they sanitize the clean ones. Or actually, would that destroy the, I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, but I'm moving back over to hockey, because I think that's where I would know the most. They've got, at the start when they had the most teams for the playoffs, they had two hotels, and just to give a little bit of home team advantage, the top four teams who were in the round robin, they all got the closer hotel. So, just in case that made a difference.
The one thing that is important that you're missing the crowd, especially because hockey and games like soccer, that crowd, having a home crowd is so important.
Yeah, definitely in soccer.
And like also in basketball, when you're taking a free throw, if there's no crowd that's ready to boo you right before you're going to shoot, it's so much easier.
Yeah, I definitely say definitely in soccer because... Well, those stadiums.
Well, you've seen those games.
40,000 to 50,000.
You've seen those
people.
Games. They seem so dead. The ones that where they didn't have fans.
Yeah, and I think
they were so dead.
I think it's really good because now they started to put in the soundboard of like the soundboard of all the noises.
It's so hard for soccer because it's such a long game, continuous. Whereas like hockey, you have short parts. Oh, they scored. But like soccer, it's a very long.
It's just consistent.
And baseball, they made an out. They got a hit. It's very simple.
Yeah, there's only one commercial break in a soccer game.
Yeah.
But unlike
is that
baseball,
halftime?
Yeah, halftime.
Yeah.
But then
I know that
like,
much.
Yeah, that's Max's soccer knowledge stops there.
Yep.
Yeah, but in hockey, they have the bubble. They've got the two cities of where they've got all the teams, and I think moving forward, because I think this is they're going to keep the bubble system until the playoffs are over. But I think moving forward, I think we can look to England now because they are starting their season on the 14th, the new season. And in these preseason games they're having, they've been letting, I think they just let in 2,000 people.
In a 40,000.
Yeah, in a 40,000 seat arena, obviously. But
obviously, that looks still dead, but I mean.
But there's still people there.
That's better. That's better than
revenue.
Nothing. And I think I'm not even concerned about ticket revenue as I'm not an owner, but I think that just having that amount of fans makes it feel a lot more...
It also feels like we're coming back to the usual.
Yeah, and especially you'll now get to feel like home field advantage and everything.
And if those 2,000 people can really make a difference in the...
It's a big stadium, so you barely hear them, but...
Yeah. I think I can compare that 2,000 people in the 40,000-seat arena back to when Vancouver hosted the 2019 World Juniors, and... Of course, all the Canada, the U.S., the Sweden, the Finland games, those were all packed.
Oh, yes, the Kazakhstan.
Yeah, but I took a couple of my friends, and I went to Kazakhstan versus, Denmark.
That was the one that prevented one of the teams from being...
Yeah, it was the relegation game.
Relegation,
and I believe there was, 150 people
and
in Rogers Arena.
You made up, 50% of that. Yeah.
It was, you could sit wherever you want. You could buy a ticket, but at the end of the day, there was enough seats you could sit anywhere.
You could just buy the cheapest seat and go anywhere, actually. Hey.
Yeah, and luckily, Kazakhstan pulled through. They did win that game.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and that's basically what they could start doing now, but with designated seating. Like, they can space people out, but the only problem I have with letting people in is obviously entering and exiting arenas, because that's obviously where the people will pack up the most.
Yeah.
But I think
you
can find a way to...
You have multiple entrances.
Yeah, multiple entrances.
They're just one... Most parties go in separate entrances.
You come in parties, you stagger letting people in and out.
Yeah,
you have
parties.
Like,
that's a smart thing. Because if you can get, 20 people, you'll make up a larger amount, and you'll be able to seat them together.
No solos are coming in. Not just 20 people no 20 singles.
Because then you have to actually really space those people out.
Yeah, you'd have to have the hosts... Who sit at the top of the entrances and they stagger people. Yeah, and then I think moving forward, that would be like one of the ways they're looking forward to doing it. I'm not sure because of having 31 teams, like, I don't know if the NHL would definitely want to do the things that baseball is doing, just by playing home games everywhere instead of having one specific arena.
Yeah, it works for baseball just because it's baseball.
Well, I think even here in Canada, the Blue Jays aren't playing at home.
They're playing in Buffalo. They're playing at their AAA team, but I think that's also just because
the Canada's,
they can't go over the border or back and forth.
Yeah, the Canadian health officials didn't approve it.
Which, it sounds a little bit stingy to me, honestly. Yeah.
It's not, I think out of all the systems, baseball has been doing the worst. And, well, just look at the Cardinals, for say. They've played, 20 less games than every other team because they had
And then Miami had one. But, it's overall quite good. It's just one outbreak that hits the whole team. It ends up that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's fine as far as things go for baseball. Most of the teams are great. I think they had to start up the season at some point. And it brings back a sense of normality, especially for us at home.
Yeah.
It allows us to feel regular season back, you know.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've been watching some games. Blue Jays went down to Tropicana Field down in Tampa Bay. It just doesn't even look different at all.
Well, I mean, there's both
blue. There's actually more fans in the cutouts than there are normal fans at a Tropicana game. Same thing with Baltimore.
Yeah. They should be happy they have people sitting in the seats.
Yeah, and more crowd noise, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I think that's enough for coronavirus. We all know what's happening. Yeah,
Ooh,
McKinnon. Is that McKinnon in the box?
I don't know. Some Colorado dude in the box. Oh, Dallas guy's down. But, yeah, I think that's enough. If you're listening to this, you've been keeping up with the sports world. Yeah, and so you would probably know, or at least have a little bit of knowledge of what's going on. And I think we're moving in the right direction. We can hopefully next season start letting limited amount of people in the game or into the arena. I think that would be a good step forward.
Yes, definitely.
And then hopefully as we continue the control and hopefully a vaccine shows up, then we can probably go back to the normal.
Yeah, especially, at least with the vaccine, you'll allow larger amounts of people in.
Especially, yeah, you'd allow larger
people. You just
have
to make sure that they're vaccinated.
Yeah, you'd probably have to bring your papers saying.
Yeah. At least submit them online.
Yeah, a doctor's
ID
note.
ID and everything.
Yeah, to confirm you're vaccinated.
To confirm.
Yeah, just for the safety of others. Yeah, I think that'd be a great plan.
I think the main thing that we're going to talk about today, we spent a lot of time talking about the other stuff, but I want to talk about the advancement of sport, because sport and technology, it is fantastic what's happened.
Yeah, sports have definitely just progressed as a whole. I mean back 100 years, goalies weren't wearing masks, which is completely just utterly scary.
And their pads were tiny, they had very little protective. Most players weren't wearing helmets. I mean, safety. That's just safety.
Yeah.
But also think about baseball. You now have people who can throw 100 miles per hour.
Which is crazy. Yeah, shots have gotten harder. Everyone has gotten better.
Faster.
It's become a fast-paced game.
It's stronger. It's if you compare, because coronavirus had, you could only watch replay games for a little bit.
Yeah, you could.
I was watching a classic Gretzky game, and it looks so slow.
Gretzky just maneuvers around everyone.
I know, but the actual game looks very slow and
Well, yeah, compared to now.
Compared to today. And that's because the advancement in sports.
Yeah.
Not only has it been in safety, but stick technology. Think about how much harder of a shot you can get because you have flex instead of wood. And
yeah,
think about skates. You can get maximum amounts of energy now. You have better pads that are more movable and more safe. You have better plans. You have better
strategic.
You have just better nutrition, better fitness.
Better coaching staff.
Better coaching staff.
Better trainers.
You have video replay now, so you can actually challenge and make sure for both safety and, just quicker games and stuff.
Yeah, it's just everything has been moving
in
the right direction.
And that's just hockey.
Yeah, and all these sports have been progressing this way.
Think about basketball.
Just remember when Wilt Chamberlain could drop 100 points in the game because no one else could stop him.
Well,
now, 100 points in the game hasn't happened since.
I was seeing this, I saw this stat. It was something about the, first of all, it was the 3 points, on average, taken per game.
Has it gone up or down?
It's gone far up. What is it, 30?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know. But
I wouldn't know either.
Clearly, people
but it was
have gotten confident.
There used to be, honestly, 3 attempts per game.
Definitely, people are more confident now.
Who was that guy? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Only took,3. He only made,3 or, one in his.
Well, he was a center, so.
I know, but.
But 3 in his career, and him being scoring, I think,
so many points.
All-time points.
You're surprised that he's only made one. Just one. He didn't. That's crazy. Nowadays, you would say that any center could have the ability to pull up.
Look at Marc Gasol. He's a center, I think.
Exactly.
He's shooting threes for Toronto.
Exactly. The thing is, it's just everyone's being trained better, smarter, and not to mention recovery. You know?
Yeah, once
you... There's some companies that have been able to... there's just a lot of better
just
stuff.
Just look at Edler. Edler, and I think it was against St. Louis, cut his ear open, or split it in half, and the day after that, he's back playing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy how easily they can just recover and come back. Well, that tough of that part of that's just being tough.
And just prevent it, too, though. Just
yeah, with the safety and the helmets.
It's fantastic the way sports have gone, but it makes it hard to compare athletes from certain generations to their other generations.
Yeah, like it's comparing, like, say, Gretzky to Crosby or Ovechkin.
Or McKinnon or any
of the top
anyone
tier.
That you want to pick.
Yeah. Obviously, Gretzky will always hold his records of what most points, most goals.
But then people come up with these things like, "Oh, it's a more competitive league now," and it is. It's
but then again,
very difficult.
Points are points. Like until you can really top his points and prove that you were better, because at his time,
yeah,
he was better than the rest, and at this time, McDavid and Ovechkin and Crosby are better than the rest.
I think we're gonna leave you on
them,
that.
Yeah, if you put them 1-1, it'd be different, but. Zach. You compare him to the
we'll
league.
Come right back to that.
Oh, yeah, we'll come back to it.
Zach, I hate to stop you, but you, this could go on for a while. So we'll be right back from the short break. See ya. All right, welcome back from the half. We really wanted to start early because Zach wants to point out that Colorado just scored on a 5-on-3 beautiful shot. Actually,
jeez, that's a great goal. Yeah, so they just made it 3-2 with 30 seconds left. Oh,
well,
I think the
game's
period,
over
yeah,
now.
No, period just ended.
Period's over now, but they still have a period going. They still have a power play going into the next period, and it just
that's big. That's really big to give up a 5-on-3 to have a 3-1 lead with half a minute left in the second
you
period.
You have to shut them
you
out.
You need to keep that lead, and Dallas just didn't do that.
They gave 10 up, seconds in.
They gave up two penalties in one play. Like, it wasn't staggered. They had 2 whole minutes of a 5-on-3, which is crazy. And now it's going into the intermission as we speak, but they'll have a minute and a half of power play coming back, and if they can tie that, the game would completely change.
Yeah.
That's a big
it
momentum.
It looks bad,
boost.
But I will bite my words. This is looks like a... Avs could win this.
Avs? Oh, yeah, Avalanche.
Yeah,
that's a good... I haven't heard that abbreviation before.
Yeah, actually, okay.
All right, yeah, but getting back into the sports topic.
I want to talk, before we go into who's the best, because there's a lot to talk about that, I just want to talk about the future of sports. Where do you think sports will go? Because I've heard quite a lot about this, and I'm going to bring up a couple of things, scenarios, and I just want you to tell me if you like it or not.
All right, yeah.
Robotic umpires.
Now, I'm not... That's the thing. Umpires, or at least referees, I think the value of having
a human
calling the play, and so it's not... Because look at soccer. Soccer's had the rule with VAR, which is basically they go to the cameras, and for the longest time, it had always just been what the ref said stands. And now when they go check VAR, and this is my problem with the ref, robotic referees. You know, like, an offside in soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, they would measure it down to the inch if a goal was on or offside. And that, to me, just is completely unreal.
Like, do you have to challenge?
Sometimes you don't even need to challenge it.
If there's a challenge, then you go video replay.
But soccer doesn't have that challenge.
Exactly. And I think it just... I'm at a loss of words. It just doesn't feel right to always be doing that because I feel that you need that human element. If you have a robotic umpire, you will have the exact same strike zone. And what I love about having real human umpires, they all
some
have a different strike zone.
Yeah, some umps are different, which is great.
You get to know them. They get to know you. They find out how you play, but they also understand, and they can make human judgments. They can, like, how do you actually get a robotic ref to call penalties? They'll have to do playbook stuff. They can't alter. Like, if a ref sees something and it looks bad,
it's not a yes or no. It's an iffy. How is a robot going to call that?
Yeah.
And that's what I think is great about having a human ref. Whether the ref is good or bad, it's the ref's perspective.
It makes it more authentic, really. And it just feels natural. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely... I don't want robotic refs. I'll just leave it there.
Exactly. Maybe not robotic refs. Oh, God, New York won.
Oh, wow.
I hate the Yankees.
The Yankees took the win over the Mets.
Yet Mets were winning like 7-2, and then blew bam! A lead.
That's great.
But anyways, what do you feel about having robotic players?
Well, that I feel just... if you're going to put a robotic player in the same league as a human player, is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just saying.
Just robotic players?
Because you want to have the best game possible, Zach. But that's not humans. That's...
Yeah, I think that is just... No.
What about...
Unless it's its own thing.
Because that's pretty much just esports, isn't it?
Well, not even. That's, like, programming to guarantee you have an 100% success rate, which...
Well, the other opponents will do that, too.
Yeah, so it really... It just... No, I really like having the human aspect of just sports. I think if you add robots to play and to ref the game, then that would just... In my opinion, it would ruin the game completely.
If it's not going there, then, Zach, what about genetic modification?
Look at steroids. They've been banned.
No, not steroids, Zach. Imagine you genetically modify a baby, so...
That baby comes out and becomes the next Wayne Gretzky?
Yes.
Then again, I also don't like that.
But what if everyone's doing it?
Yeah, because then it defeats the purpose. Everyone's doing it,
my thing is, I think it'll be a level playing field. You'll still have the human element to it, but you'll just have even higher levels of play. I don't know. I feel like that one feels more right.
Okay, yeah.
Steroids are damaging. Steroids can actually harm you, whereas that's why they're banned.
Well, they're banned because they can harm you and they make you better than everyone else.
But if everyone takes steroids and they didn't hurt you, then is it okay to take steroids?
Well, that's the thing. Are you... I guess
this is going to come up in my talk about... So here's the segment I'm going to do, cheating. But you've seen that in the title already, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I just think it depends on what level you want to play. Are you going to play on this, on the regular human level? And that, if something like that would to come up, say, like, look at box. I'll just compare boxing to it, to hockey, if you're going to use steroids in hockey. It's not a really fair comparison, right. But...
Hockey is a team sport, but yeah. Baseball, it's like baseball.
But just think of it this way. You have the lightweights, right? And let's say the lightweight for hockey is where there's no steroids, no nothing. It's just natural humans, no GMOs, no nothing. But then, say, you have, like, a heavyweight division where you take all the GMOs you want. I think if you have two separate things where in one, you can go all out, just modify the hell out of your body.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like,
but then in one, you just have natural
humans. It's like a winter special. Like, it's like, you have the regular league.
The Tuesday special.
And then, like, on Tuesdays, you can watch, you know, the gods play. Like,
yeah, the GMOs.
The thing is, I would enjoy to watch it, but I guess I know what you're feeling. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But then again...
I wouldn't want that to come into the NHL or the MLB or any professional league. I would want that to be its own thing.
Just like a couple Titans just playing, duking it out, where they're just hitting dingers or striking everyone out with 200-mile-an-hour fastballs.
And even, like, they don't even need to play baseball. They could just do, like, home run competitions where they see who can blast it 1,000 yards first.
Who can smash someone's head off.
Yeah, just stuff like that. And, yeah, I don't want to ever see genetically modified stuff.
But what if the future just goes this way, that everyone starts getting genetically modified?
Well, that I can't control. Yeah. I mean, that's my problem.
You can't control that, can you?
Yeah, definitely not. My problem with it is that I don't want one person to do it, because then that one person would be above the rest.
That is...
But then if everyone does it, you lose the aspect of just actual natural skill instead of just sticking a needle in a baby and then waiting 20 years.
I can't say anything anti... cheating, because I'm going to argue that cheating's good, but I'll say something that...
Don't worry, your character of good cheating hasn't started yet.
Okay.
You can switch characters.
Well, I'm going to just pull a quick cheating is good for a second.
Oh, you're going to get into that now?
Nah, I just want to say one point before we move on, because it feels opportune based on what we're saying.
All right, fair enough. Go ahead.
Lance Armstrong, he doped. We all know this.
Yeah, he's the biker, right?
Yes, he's the biker. But... everyone at the time was doping, right?
Yeah, but he doped the most, right?
No, he doped the exact same amount as a lot of people. But I think he had skill.
He still had skill.
All bikers had to be good
But he doped and was just even better.
But everyone doped. That's the thing. He was just actually better. And in order to compete, you have to dope. And that creates a strange environment.
Yeah. But just look at the... I don't know what these two baseball players' names were, but I think back a while ago, there was, like, the two guys who were both going for, like, the home run world record, right?
Steroids, baseball players.
I don't know how I went.
There's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot, yeah. And so the two guys, they were both on steroids.
Oh, Barry Bonds. Yes, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, they were both on steroids, right? And they just kept... They both, like, I think three-quarters through the season, just blew away the home...
Like, how many were they hitting? Like, 60, 70?
50 by, like, three-quarters halfway in the season.
Come on, like, last season...
And then they made it... I think he made it to 70.
Last season, it was, like, the highest was, like, what, 60? I don't know.
Yeah, and they both... Well, that... And this was, like, 10 years ago as well.
And that's before we had better, like, technology as far as...
Yeah.
And the thing about pitchers throwing harder is it's actually... If you can get contact with more kinetic energy transfers.
Yeah, they were both doping, and they both were, like, one day one of them would have the record, and the next day the other guy would, like, hit two, and then they just kept going back and forth, and then finally one of them won. But then a couple years later it came out that the guy who won did steroids, and so they kind of passed the trophy on to the other guy. And then a couple years later they found out he also did steroids, so then both of their records were kind of scams. So yeah, it just shows you, it kind of ruins the game.
This brings up a question for me, Zach, because it's clear what you do when they're cheating there.
Right.
Because you just give it to the next person.
Yeah.
But what about a scenario where there is no next person to give? Obviously, I'm talking about the World Series when Houston cheated. Yeah. Now, so Houston, they were using video cameras.
They're using the camera from center field to look directly at the catcher.
And see the signs, and then they would clang it, or for certain players, they'd have a buzzer, and if they'd buzz you, it was like fastball.
Yeah, or buzz twice, it's a curveball coming.
Yep.
And so they basically knew every pitch coming towards them.
In fact, there was one scenario where, Altuve? Was it Altuve?
Yeah, I'll talk about the Altuve. So Altuve, he was wearing the wire, right? Because they gave the wire to, like,
guys that would hit all the time, that were in their lineup all the time.
Yeah, and so Altuve had the wire, and it buzzed him a couple times. I think it was for fastball. And then he smokes a homer.
He smoked it. Like,
and so he's running... It was a walk-off homer. Yeah, and so he's running around the bases. He's holding his shirt, because it's kind of windy. He's holding his shirt in. So no one sees the wire, because it's kind of windy. His shirt's kind of flapping around. He holds his shirt together, and... If he runs to home base, his team would, like, pour Gatorade on him, rip his shirt off. But Altuve's like, no, I'm going to keep the shirt on. So no one sees the wire. And he runs into the dugout and for, like, 5 minutes. And then he comes back out and then takes his shirt off and starts waving it around and celebrating. He goes into the dugout after you hit a walk-off home run. And then you come back out. It's disgusting, really. It's just sad that and that's obvious as well.
Well, I actually found some... stats about how much it improved. So, let's see some notable ones.
Stats what improved? The batting percents or the... Or just hits per person, really?
I'm trying to find some... Where can I find just averages?
Just batter averages? Oh, it's probably...
I just want to find their splits.
Max is trying to find, there's... The statistic for when some guy went back and he looked through the games, because you can hear them banging. If you watch the recordings, you can hear them banging the tube.
You can just see the splits between their home game and away game.
Yeah, because usually at home they would do it, but not in the away games. And if you compare the two, and some guy did that, it drastically improves all of the players' batting percents from the games that they were stealing signs and the games that they weren't. And it just shows you that's how they won. That's the reason they won, because they stole the signs. It made them better. Which, that's the reason they won. That's cheating.
That is cheating. And now this brings up the question. Who do you give it to? Because the Dodgers didn't actually win. You can't really give it to them, so you just give it to no one. But doesn't that feel wrong?
I would say, if I was in charge, I'd just take away their rings and not... I wouldn't give it to the Dodgers, but I'd just cancel the season. You know, we had that in hockey. There's like the 2004-05 season got canceled.
It just feels wrong, because the Dodgers could have had a far better chance. The Astros shouldn't have even probably made it. And
You can't rematch because you're not going to redo it. Now you have different strategies.
That's why I say you just take away the whole title.
I guess that's the best that you can do.
Yeah, because they didn't. The Astros definitely don't deserve it, but the Dodgers don't deserve it as much as well.
We're still waiting on something to be happening. Anyways, moving into who's the best, Zach. I want you to give me your best argument for who's the greatest of all time in hockey. All
right, I'll talk about hockey. So for me, well, there's a couple. There's Gordie Howe. He's obviously up there.
Mr. Hockey.
Bobby Orr. And then, obviously, in my opinion, the GOAT, Wayne Gretzky. I think there's really... Of course, times have changed. But he was the best at his time, right? He was the best in his era. He was above everyone.
So you're saying... Your way of saying who's the best is who's best at their time, not who's best overall.
No. Well, even overall.
I don't care about stats, Zach. No, If
we actually put them to a head-to-head, I'm saying that Crosby wouldn't, but your way is saying that
he was the best
at his time.
I'll get into it. So there was a standard of like how good you were supposed to be in his time, right? There was a standard of when he was playing of how good people usually were. And so he was X amount better than everyone there.
X is a large number.
Yeah, X is definitely a large number. And then you say for Crosby, Jesus Christ, Max, what are you doing?
Don't worry. Trying to fix something.
Oh, yeah. And then you look at Crosby, for say, and he's Y amount better than everyone else. And for me, X is greater than Y.
Well, yeah, I think he is better than that. Crosby is not as standout as Gretzky. Gretzky had a far bigger impact.
He stood out from the rest a lot more than Crosby does, or Ovechkin, and that's just my opinion. And then his stats show it. Like, he scores...
Well, we end up looking at, like... Imagine we reach the end of Crosby's career. Will we start thinking, like people, 50 years later, will they start thinking of Crosby the same way that we think of Gretzky now? Oh, he was very good at this time, but he'd be completely terrible today.
Oh, yeah, that just begs the question, how is the game going to change? Like, really, and that's just for me. Gretzky's the GOAT.
Yeah.
I mean, the stats prove it. He had, most goals by a long shot. Only Gordie Howe tested him. He stood out.
He's played for a long time.
Yeah, he won a lot of cups,
which means he was resilient.
He stood out from the rest, and I think he stood out just farther more from the rest than anyone ever has before.
And that's just why. I can't really argue with that. So I think your way of saying it is the best way. Who stood out most at their time? Because it's the most fair way.
It's an unfair comparison to compare him.
Because it's just not fair. You know that a player today, even a second liner, could prove to be just as big of, you know,
if you put the second liner back 20, 30 years, he'd probably be just as good.
Yeah, it's just not fair to do it that way.
The game changes, and
so you just have to compare him at that time.
Yeah, you compare him to the regular standard of the game back then.
That is a very good way. I've never actually heard it put that way, so I really do enjoy that.
Yeah. You're welcome for that.
So I want to get into my arguments about cheating. So I am arguing that cheating is good. And from now on, that is the only way. That's the only thing.
Yeah. All right, okay. I'll go against that.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting you to do anything else.
Oh, all right, well, here we go. So what first point do you want to bring up then?
I want to bring up the fact is, where do you actually draw a line as cheating versus being resourceful? Okay? That's the first thing I want to bring up. So I'm going to cite a couple things. Because, you know, I can cite things. NASCAR, you're only supposed to have a certain gas tank size. So that way amounts of gas.
Yeah, there's regulations. However,
they can make the hose from the gas tank...
Whatever size they want.
...longer and wider, whatever that fits. So you can make it bigger, and you can essentially have a larger tank.
Well, not necessarily.
Is that cheating, or is that just finding an edge? Is it a loophole? Is a loophole cheating? I need you to know. Define these for me.
All right, I'll say, for me, I would say cheating is, when a game is first invented, you need to have a set of rules, right, to prevent cheating. And, as time goes on, people will find loopholes, and then you have to adjust to those loopholes if they are, outstandingly that easy that one team finds this loophole and just completely dominates. Then you make rules and regulations, basically balance changes.
But I think, just slipped my mind.
Cheating really defines if it's in the rules. If something is a loophole, then yes, it can be allowed. But is that loophole going to stay the same forever? Probably not. It will probably get a new rule will be added.
But, Zach, tell me.
Rules can change.
Is that thing with the NASCAR, is that cheating?
No, because unless it specifically says in the rule your hose has to be X by X wide, then no. Okay. Because you're not...
You're essentially extending your gas tank, so it's not cheating.
You're not extending it, you're just...
You're finding a loophole.
Yeah, you're putting gas in the hole. You're putting gas in the car faster.
I think that... Okay, fine.
Yeah, you're just putting gas in the car faster. More gas gets in the car quicker.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Score one to Zach.
Score one.
1-0.
Okay, what about the fact that when someone first invented better... What about diet? Like, if I make a better diet, or if I develop... If I found out that, you know, working out actually makes your muscles stronger, well...
Oh, it does.
Yes, if I was the first one to find out and no one else knew, well... Is that not cheating? Because I found an edge.
No, I don't think that's cheating. I mean, unless there's something specifically in the rules saying you can't overwork or work out X amount of hours.
But the thing is, there's always going to be rules that are not written. I can't even tell whose side I'm arguing on anymore. Yeah. But there's always going to be there's a certain amount of rules, and there's always going to be something else that you could do. But it might just feel against the rules of the game. It might feel against the sport of the game. But you're saying that is just perfectly okay. Because if it feels against the rules of the game, it's not written, so therefore it's not...
Of course you won't
you're
always...
You're just helping me here.
You won't always feel happy doing it. Like, it won't always be... Unless you're, like, cold-hearted. You won't always feel great. But at the time, if it's not specifically written in the rules, then I don't think it's cheating. But, of course, as time goes on and people start to figure it out and it becomes something that's just completely breaking the game, then, yes, I think if... Well, it just depends if the league officials put a new rule in to stop it from happening.
Okay, what about the first guy that went over the long jump? Is it... You go over backwards now? I don't even know.
Backwards?
The high jump. You go over backwards, right?
Oh, yeah, that's always been the case.
Nope, it was at once... It was... At one point, it was always forward. You always went over forward.
Oh, like you belly flopped.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But...
That was scary.
At some point, someone had to decide to go backwards. And
well,
when they...
You can go over the bar however you want.
Yes, but no one else did it, and everyone's doing the forward, and you decide to go backwards one time, and you completely blow them out of the water. You destroy them.
So now everyone starts going backwards.
Yes, but you've just won this entire thing, because you've gone. Let's imagine you're the last person, and you've gone. Well, you've just done this. No one else has a chance to change, and you've just completely blown them out of the water with a new technique.
Well, yeah. All right. Good for you. Now everyone else goes back next season. Practices this new revolutionary technique.
So this is what I can see from you is basically you're saying it's not cheating as long as everyone is available to everyone.
Yeah.
But what if you're from a poorer team?
And well, that becomes down to what the sport is. Like in soccer, they had this 5-sub rule, or that they just changed because of COVID, but they had the 5-sub rule. And basically this kind of favored the bigger clubs because all the bigger clubs could afford 5 good players on the bench that they could sub in, but all the smaller clubs with not enough money didn't really have 5 big players that could sub on.
Okay, so is that cheating?
Because the rule was only put in place because of they had to squish the schedule, but it got removed now because of the little clubs. They got mad and they argued about it, and so now that rule is gone.
Okay, this is turning out to be quite a crap argument, but what about just the fact that there's richer clubs and they can afford more players? Like, that's unfair. Only certain people can have it. Not everyone can have it. So, is that cheating? Is that cheating if I'm a richer club?
It's not cheating, no, because...
But it's against... It just feels against the rules of the game, doesn't it? It feels, you know, you're richer, so therefore you can afford more and you can get advantage just because you're richer. Doesn't that feel against the rules of the game?
No, well, it's not.
I've just changed your argument. You're the one who's basically arguing... Oh, God.
No.
We can't even figure out what we're talking about. I think this is just an interesting topic, though. Because it feels unethical, but it's not written to the rules.
Well, most
rules.
Clubs never started off as the rich club. Just look, I'll take Arsenal. I'll take Arsenal, for example. They never had a massive stadium until their team started performing. I'll take Leicester City, for example. They were always like a mid-tier club. And then one year, they had an outstanding year. They went on to win the league. And after that, you get bonuses for finishing high places. And then they bought more players, and now they're a top 5-6 team.
Yeah.
Arsenal started off... Yeah, they started off low.
However, if you have a team in New York, you're bound to get far more people coming to games than if you have a team down in Tampa Bay. That's just a fact. That's not...
Well, yeah, it just depends where your audience is. Why do you think the Atlanta Thrashers moved where? To Winnipeg?
Yep.
Yeah, because no one came to the Atlanta Thrasher game.
But isn't that unfair to you know, Tampa Bay, they can't afford as many players just because where they are, and they can't, you can't get up and move.
That's something no one really can control. I mean, that's not really, it's no one's fault. It's just no one really likes to watch hockey down in the beach resorts of Tampa Bay.
Okay. I'll concede there. I'll concede. So.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Zach takes the dub, yes. Zach takes Let's go.
So, Zach, any assorted things before we end off this episode?
No, I think that's it. I have high hopes for the future of sports. Hopefully there will be no robots.
Good conversations. I like that. I think we touched some good topics there.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, yeah, I hope you guys are having a great day. Have a safe and fantastic rest of your day. And catch you guys in another episode.
Goodbye.